Rebbe, before we start, can I just ask you a side question? At a chasana, they want to bench and then have dessert afterwards. Is that proper? Or I mean, is that
You
a
want to bench because a lot of people want to leave.
Yeah, okay, but that's okay to bench and then, I mean, even though you know you're gonna have the dessert, I mean, usually you have dessert after, right? I mean, that's what they do.
Yeah, but they're afraid if they're gonna serve the dessert first and then bench, so half the people will leave before the bench.
Okay, but that's okay.
I think so. There's a din garen bracha shein etzricha. You're
Yeah,
not allowed.
that's what I'm asking.
The mezonos have to say anyway, even if you eat it as dessert, because people are full from the whole meal, so the dessert needs a new bracha. Cake is some of the cakes. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Rabbi Kivega and Aruch Chaim. A lot of the cakes are safek hamotzi, safek mezonos. So usually you say mezonos, but if you said hamotzi, then you have the cake at the end of the meal. Maybe it's hamotzi, so safek brachas lachal. You shouldn't say. But Moshe said our cakes. None of our cakes in America are Suffolk hamotzi because they have so much sugar in them. The sugar is like a filling, like if you have a pie that's a pasah b'kistin, and they have flour and dough on top and dough on the bottom. Then you have cherries or apples in the middle. So you have a filling. So that's a kiss. That's pasah b'kistin. Or we assume all the Rishonim hold that that's mezonos. So if
Okay.
you have, Moshe says when you use a lot of sugar, like in America, all the cakes have a lot of sugar. Then it's a vaday mezonos. So if you eat it at the end of the meal, you're stuffed already, you're finished eating. So then for sure you say mezonos. So the only garen bracha shein etzricha is a shayla ala michya at the end. But that's not called a garen bracha shein etzricha because if they're not going to do like that, they're going to have half the oil will disappear before they're benching. So they have to.
Okay, thank you.
So we saw the Tosfos on which daf? We saw the Tosfos on Yud Amar Aleph at the bottom. Tosfos quotes the Gemara in the end of Nida. The Sofalashivasamrachatito, the line that says Vayikpetesvov. In the middle of that tesis. The Sofalashivasamrachatito. Why Vyachatitar? So the Gemara darshan's Achamaisetitar. That if she does a bedika in the morning of the eighth day, then you say Mikzusayam Kukula. By Nida, the Gemara says you don't say Mikzusayam Kukula. Nida is when the Riyaz Dam is Be'esnidosa. Zab is below Esnidosa. So if she has the Riyas Dam Esnidos and normal, then she's a Nidos. So you don't need Shiva and again, you need 7 days, but she can go to Mikvah the morning of the 7th day. You have to wait till the night after the 7th day. After the night after the 7th day, you can go to Mikvah whenever you want, Benatara. But the Rabbanan made Gzeres. A woman shouldn't go to Mikvah in the daytime because her daughter may see the mother going to the Mikvah in the daytime. She won't realize that it's the daytime after the 7th day. You're not allowed to go to the daytime of the 7th day. But by an Azavah and Atara, it's mutter to go to Mikvah the morning of the 7th day of the Shimon HaKim, because you say, Mikvah Siyam Kikula. Why is there a difference between Nida and Zavah? Why do you only say Mikvah Kikula by the Zavah, not by the Nida? The Pasuk happens to be by Zavah. It's because the Pasuk is there? No. The Gemara says you learn that from this pasuk given by Nazir. A Nazir is a Mekabel and Nazir is a Nazir for 100 days, or for 50 days, whatever. So then on the last day of the Malos, he says, Mikzayam Kukula, there's a Machlokes in the Gemara in the first parak of Nazir. We pass and say, Mikzayam Kukula by Nazir. So even though there's no pasuk by Nazir, the only pasuk is over here, he says, still say Mikzayam Kukula. You say by Avelos, okay, Avelos is all Midirabbanan. Say by Avedah, the last day of Shiva, the last day of Shloshim, you say Mikzus Hayam Kekulay. The last day of Yud Beis Chodesh, you don't say Mikzus Hayam Kekulay. Why is that? When do you say, when don't you say Mikzus Hayam Kekulay? So the Pashtus is, L'chaira, that goes like this. There's a Mishnah in the end of Nida where the Mishnah says that the Zofa Neid Shibin Hakim. The Zofa La Shiva Siamim, V'achatita. So during the Shibin Hakim, how often does she have to make bedikah? So the one time is of the opinion you have to make a bedikah each and every day of the Shiva Nikiyim. And if she forgot to make a bdika one day, then she has to wait an extra day. She has to have 8 days. So let's say the first 4 days she made bdikas, the fifth day she didn't. So she has to have another 3 days after, the 4 days before, and the 3 days after, it's going to be 7 days of bdikas. We don't paskin like that. We paskin, you need bdikas, but you don't need bdikas every single day. So how many bdikas do you need when a woman is a zova? When a woman is in need, so you don't need ikra din deraisa, you don't need shiv and kim. You only need today, as Rebbe was good, so all the women have a status of a toa. So if she's a sofek nida, a sofek zova. But when a woman is only a zova, when a woman is a nida, so you don't need shiv and kim. So how many bedikas does a zava need? So that's a machloikis in the Gemara. So one Tana says, Tchilos anafopi, one Amara, machloikis Gemara. One Amara holds, Tchilos anafopi, shein soif, and the soif anafopi, shein tchilos. She did a bedika on the first day of the Shiva Nikim, or she did a bedika on the last day. Bedika any time in the middle of the Shiva Nikim is good. And the other opinion is you have to do bedika tchilos and b'soif, and you have to sandwich in the 7 days. You really should require bedika every single day. But b'yeved, it's enough if you did a bedika the first day and the last day. So mikradin, we paskin not like that, that we do bedika every day. Our women are considered also of exova, so you need a bedika every day. The Rishonim explain why, even though we don't pask like that Tana, they explain why you need l'chatchila bdika every day. And then, b'di'evet, if you didn't do every day, so if you did chilas and mesayf, and it's good. And then they discuss, we really pask, it's a big shas hatrak, we really pask in chilas and alfa pishen, seif and alfa pishen, chilas, even though you didn't sandwich in all the 7 days with a bdika on the first day, bdika on the last day. So that's the pshat with sofrala. Sofrala means that she needs bdikas. She has that bdikas. By a zava, where there's a kiyum, you have to do something. You have to do bedikas. Then you can say mitzvah ayam kekulei. That's what the Tana made a drush. I think it was Reb Shimon. There, Tosis says nida ayin beis, and the Tana quotes the pasuk veikra tezba v'safal shivas yamim ve'achatita achamaisetita. Means she has to make a bedika, even if you hold chilos and afal pishein soifan. That the zava doesn't have to make a bedika the first day and the last day. She made a bedika the first day. That's enough. That's considered as if you made Sfira Shiva Nikiyim. But if she wants to say Mikzah and Kekula, she does have to make a bdika on the morning of the seventh day. Why? Because you only say Mikzah and Kekula when you do some kind of Kiyum on that day. So by the Nazir has three Yisurim. He's not allowed to be Metamah LeMeisim. He's not allowed to do Tiglach. He's not allowed to do Tumah. Shlosha, that's the name of the parak. Shlosha minim asurim le-nazir. There are three things that the nazir is prohibited from doing. Tuma tiglachas and yayin. So when the Rambam quotes based on the Gemara, the Rambam says, if the nazir observes all of the dinim, not only has he not violated the law of tuma and the law of tiglachas and the law of yayin, harizikim, it's a kodesh year. God del peres harosh, it's a kiyum. There are Yisurim and there are Kiyumim. So whenever you have a Kiyum, then you can say Mikzusay and Kukulim. When you just observe Yisurim. So by Nida, there is no Kiyum. There's nothing she has to do. The Nida has to make a Bidika, let's say, on the level of the rest. So the woman is in Nida for 7 days. So she has to know that the Dam didn't continue the night following the 7 days. If the Dam continues, then she just the first 15 days, the first 11 days, Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nida Nida. First 11 days following the 7 days of Nida, that's the Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nida Nida. So she had Dam all 7 days and it continues the night after the 7 days. Then she just became a Zava Ktana. So she can't go to Mikvah. She has to be Shameris Yom Keneged Yom. Has to wait till the morning and make a Bedikah and then say Mikzah and Kukula B'Dovim in the morning. She wants to go to Mikvah the night after the 7 days, not to have to wait till the morning. Then she has to make a Hepsik Tara late in the afternoon on the 7th day. The Hepsik Tara is just in order to be Mevar, that the Dam is not continuing the night after. But it's not a Kiyum. In the Nida, if she's a Zava, then when she does the Bedika on this Mikra, then the Zava doesn't have to do Bedika on the last day. If she does a bdik on the first day, that's good enough. But if in order to say mitzvah and kukula, then she has to have a bdik on the last day. You only say mitzvah and kukula when you did a kiyum, a mikzas kiyum, mikzas niyog on the last day, is considered as if the person did the niyog for the whole day. So we apply mikzas hayakugula by a nazir, tzmachlekes and ignara, in the first parak and nazir. We paskan that you do say mikzas and kula. Why? Because the nazir doesn't only have isure naziris, isa tumat iklachas, and has a kiyum. The Rambam writes, I raise a kiyum mitzvah, I say kodesh yeh, gadel peres ha-roshah. So by the nihug, by the Nehugim, it's considered Harezikim, it's the same thing in Shiva and Shloshim. And Yud Beis Chodesh, you don't say Mikzah and Kikula, it says in Shulchan Aruch. On the last day of Yud Beis Chodesh, let's say Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zion Adar and his children are observing Avelus for the year. So Vav Adar next year is the last day of the Yud Beis Chodesh. Zion Adar is ready for the Yortzah. Zion Adar is the first day of the next year. But Vav Adar is the last day. So says Shulchan Aruch, he wouldn't say Mikzah and Kikula. On Vav Adar, he's not allowed to go to the movie. He's not allowed to go to the theater. On Vav Adar, you don't say Mikzam Kikula. Why not? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the early Achrayim, the Chumas Adeshina, one of the Marik, I don't know, for the early Achrayim. They say Mikzam Kikula only applies if you're doing a din that you're working with units of days. Shiva is 7 days, so Shloshim is 7 days in Avelis, and a Nazir is Mekabal Naziris in units of days. Doesn't have to accept units of months. Stam zero shloshim yom, but he can be a nazir for 35 days, 45 days, 50. It doesn't have to go in units of months, units of days. Can say, I want to be a nazir for 45 and a half days. If you say 45 and a half days, you have to observe 46 days. It has to go in units of days. So whenever the units that you're working with, by zava, the units of days, and by shivam, by shloshim, and by nazir, you're working with units of days, then you could say mixayam kukula. But in Yud Beis Chodesh, you're working with units of months, then the whole idea of mixayam kukula doesn't apply. That's the official explanation that they give in Shulchan Aruch. But Oid Yishlami can say another explanation. People told me that Rav Soloveitchik said this. I didn't hear it from him, but I, based on what he said, I understood on my own that you only say mixayam kukula if you do a nihug. So in Shiva and Shloshim, Shiva, there are three different units of Avelus. Shiva, Shloshim, and Yud Beis Chodesh. Yud Beis Chodesh is only when a parent dies. The Shiva, the Halacha, requires Nivel Meruba. The person is not allowed to bathe. If the Nivel Meruba is so strong that he's itching all over and he's an istinus, then it's more than the din requires. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel Rochat Slaila Arishan, Hashem Mesa Ishta, he was an Avelus for his wife. And he bathes, so that, he said, because he's an istinus. What kind of a heter is istinus? No, istinus means that he's mitztayer. The halacha doesn't require tzar. Whenever the avelus is more intense than it was intended to be, it already enters into, it's supposed to be nivel meruba, not supposed to be mitztayer. So whenever it's mitztayer, he doesn't have to observe. Shloshim, the din requires nivel b'miktsas. Nivel b'miktsas. So the Pesachei Tshuva writes on his own in Yerideya, that during Shloshim, the Obel is not permitted to wear Kelim Miguhatsim, clean clothing. So he has to wear the same shirt for 30 days. The shirt is going to be filthy, going to be greasy, going to be all full of perspiration. So the Pesachei Tshuva writes on his own. Usually Pesachei Tshuva quotes all the time. He never writes on his own. Here he writes, he thinks it's a Dabar Pashut, that if he's going to wear the same shirt for 30 days, he's going to get so filthy. That's Nivel Meruba, that's more than the din requires. The din only requires Nivel B'mitzas. Then in Yud Beis Chodesh, we don't even require Nivel B'mitzas, we just require Niu Tanugim. In Yud Beis Chodesh, there are no Nihugim, there are no Kiyumim. In Shiva, there's a Kiyum. He was Noig Nivel Meruba. In Shloshim, he was Noig Nivel B'mitzas. In Yud Beis Chodesh, there are no Nihugim, there are no Kiyumim. It's just the Yisurim. He's not allowed to have Tanugim, Niu Tanugim. He should cut back. So there are no kiyumim. So whenever there are no kiyumim, then you can't say mikzayam kukula. So by the zava, where the din requires a bedika. You don't require bedika every single day. You don't require bedika tchilas and mezaycha mikred din. Tchilas is enough. But if the person wants to go to zav, or the zava wants to go to mikveh the morning of the seventh day, so if they'll do a bedika that day, then they did a mikzas nihug, a mikzas kiyum. Because there is a kiyum to do bedikas in the shiva and a kiyum. If they did a bdika the first day, but he ever did good enough, because it's considered as if they did the Safar Law. But if they'll do another bdika on the seventh day, that'll be a niyug of the Safar Law. So then you have the ability to say mitzvah and kukula. But in Nida, there is no niyug. It's just the Isurim. So whenever there is some, you don't say mikzus ayam kekula. In the Tshuvas Agoinim, in the Oitzer Agoinim on Maseches Tain, it's the end of time, so they have, Rav Soloveitchik used to say this over every so often, they have a kasha that they ask the Agoinim, that the Gemara says in the end of time, it's called Adram, Hanogim Bo'ovol, Nogim B'tisha, B'tisha Bo'ov, we observe Avelus as if it were like Shiva. So in Shiva, we say Mikzem Kekula the last day of the Shiva, so why don't we say Mikzem Kekula on Tisha B'Av? You should observe Avelus the morning of Tisha B'Av and call it quits. That'll be the end. But you have to observe a whole day long. So Rav Soloveitchik raised the possibility that maybe you only apply the rule of Mikzem Kekula if you have a malos. What does it mean, a malos? So others, the Ramami Fanu, lived in Fano as a city in Italy. He was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo. Rabbi Yosef Karo wanted to publish his Beis Yosef on tour. He sent it to the Ramah Mifano, I think to Shulchan Aruch also. He sent it all to the Ramah Mifano in Italy. He took care of the publication there. He has Kabbalah, he has Aloha. So they have every so often, they call it Shubas Ramah Mifano. So he has a discussion of Akasha on every Shabbos in Yonta. Why don't you say Mikzus Ayam Kukuli? Observe Shabbos in the morning. Shine, you go to the Hashkama Minyan, and then you make Kiddush, and you eat, then you call it quits, then you go to work. So why can't you say Mikzem Kekula on Shabbos? So he gives an answer that's highly questionable. He says, you only say Mikzem Kekula by Tumah. You want to get rid of the Tumah. You say by Avelus. You want to get rid of the Avelus. But if there's a mitzvah, Dovah Shal Simcha, Dovah Shal Kedusha, Adarab, Masifah Mechala Kodesh, you want to add on more. You don't want to chop off on the Kedusha. So since Shabbos and Yantra, and Yoni Kedusha, you don't say Mikzem Kekula because it's an Inyan of Simcha, you want to have more Simcha. So Yosef Engel has in the Gil Yoni HaShas on the first Perek and Nazir, he quotes this Ramah Mifano, and he says it seems to be contradicted by the Gemara, because the Gemara has the Machlokes where they say Mikzem Kekula by the Nazir, and we pass on that you do, but the Nazir it says Kodesh Yiyah, Gadol Peres HaRosh, we consider the Nazir as a Kodesh, and it's not Stam Agarata, there's a Perek Beishamai in the Perek Beishamai in Zvachim, but there's another Perek Beishamai in Nozir. So the Perek Beishamai in Nozir is a Machloikis, I think maybe we spoke about it a little, yes, spoken about it by Iber Hashanah Betoes, where they say Atam Afilamutim, even by Iber Hashanah, so we spoke about it there. So there's Machloikis Beshilam Beishamai. If a person makes Tmura, he did an Avera, there's a lav, there are two lavim. There's an avera. But if you did tmura, then tmura is chal. So the Gemara Beshamai raised a question: isn't the tmura betoyes? He thought he's going to get away with it. He thought he'll be able to replace this animal instead of the other animal. He thought the head is going to be chal. He was going to go off the other one. If he would realize that it's not going to go off from the original korban, the achlofa is not going to work, he would probably not have wanted, he'd never agreed to make another one kodesh. So why is the tmura evchal? Why isn't the tmura betoes? So Beishamai say, mikana taromed that hegdish betoes is chal. And Beishamai hold not only the true hegdish betoes, naziris is also hegdish, because it says kodesh yiyya. So just like if you're magdish karbonis betoes, so you donate money to hegdish, the guy thought that he's a multimillionaire and he pledges to give $100 million to Beis Hamikdash. Then he finds out that he just lost all of his wealth yesterday and can't even pay that amount, $100 million. So Beis Hamikdash held that the netted Hegdash is Chal B'Tos. They learn that from Tmurim. The Tmurim is always Chal B'Tos. And you see the Hegdash Tos, Ali Hegdash. But still say, Lo Yafin and Tchilos Hegdash, Misof Hegdash. That's the difference. There are different ways to understand Basila, but Basila disagree. So you see, from that sugya, that Nazir is Kodesh Yiyah, is Kedusha, not Stam Mamalitza. It's a real din. That if you have a din by Hegdash, Tos Ali Hegdash, it carries over to Nazir also. So according to Rabbi Yosef Engel asks in the Gil Yoni HaShas and the first Perek and Nazir, how can anybody, if the Ramah Mifano is right, that the reason why you don't apply Mikzem Kukulai to Shabbos and to Yom Tov and to Achas and Shibbos and Mamishta, is because we want to have Tosefes Kedusha and Riboy Simcha, you want to get rid of Tumah, you want to shake off Avelus, but you don't want to shake off Kedusha or Simcha, you want to have a Riboy of Simcha and Kedusha. So how can the Gemara apply Mikzus and the Pasuk is by the Zovah, the Sofer Lo Abach HaTitar? How can you extend it to a Nazir? So Rabbi Yosef Weng thinks that that's not correct. So what is the answer to the Rambam Ifanus question? Why don't you apply Mikzvos HaYom Kukula to Shabbos HaYom Tov? So the answer is simple. The answer is simple. You only apply Mikzvos HaYom Kukula when it's not a calendaric day. Every Shabbos, the whole day is Shabbos. How can you say Mikzvos HaYom Kukula? The end of the day is also Shabbos. Yom Tov, the end of the day is also Yom Tov. How can you say Mikzvos HaYom Kukula? But if you have a malos, means an amount, period of time superimposed on the calendar. Someone died and the relatives are observing Shiva. We didn't know when he's going to die. Whenever you do the Kvura, the Shiva begins. A person is Bekab on the Zeros, middle of nowhere. A person becomes Tommy, Azab or Azova. So there's a din of Shiva and a Kim. So that's a period of time that's superimposed on the calendar. So that's called, in technical terminology, we call that a malos. And a period of time that's superimposed on the calendar. It's not a calendaric day. You're adding on these 7 days, in addition to being whatever days of the month, it's also Shivus Me'avelus or Shivus Me'amish or whatever. So the Chumash has that expression, the Melosi Me'i Tohara Le'bein Olaba. So your letters, also, she happened to have the baby, Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. So if it's a baby boy, there's a Melosi of 40 days. A baby girl, there's a Melosi of 80 days. After the malos is up, either the 40 days for a boy or 80 days for a girl, then the oledes brings a korban. So that's a malos. It's an amount, period of time that's superimposed on the calendar. So Shabbos and Yom Tov is a calendaric day. So Bechlala doesn't apply Mitzvah Kukula. That's out of the question. But the Goyim were asked the question, but Tisha B'Av, it happened that the Beis Hamikdash, B'Mikre, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. It didn't have to be destroyed on Tisha B'Av. So why don't you say it should be like Avelus? So just like Avelus, he's saying Mikzayam Kukula and Shiva. So Tisha B'Av has a din like Shiva. Kol Adam HaNogim Bavel, Nogim B'Tisha B'Av. So why don't you say on Tisha B'Av, Mikzayam Kukula? So it could be that the answer, a suggested possibility is, maybe the answer is that the Chazal say, when the Meraglim came back with the negative report, we don't stand the chance of winning the war if we're going to try to conquer Eretz Yisrael. So the Rebbeinu said, everybody was crying. So the Chazal have the Losh, and according to the Psukim in Chumash, it doesn't really say it explicitly, but in Tehillim and in Yecheskel, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them on the occasion of the Chet HaEgel, he already told them then that when they go to Eretz Yisrael, they'll build the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, and the Jews will be sent into Golus. And when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, he knew that it was going to be Chorev because it was already told to them from the days of the Meraglim. So maybe that's a calendaric day. The Rebbeinu Shlomo said, Atem B'chisim, he's Kaveh that day, Tisha B'Av, as a Yom Eifel. So maybe since it was Nikva as a calendaric day, maybe you don't say Mitzvah Yom Kugula. That's a possibility. Someone published a collection of Shurim that Rav Soloveitchik gave. He used to give Shurim on Tisha B'Av, on Inyanei Tisha B'Av. So someone published a collection. It was really unfair. They should have had Rabbi Soloveitchik look it over. They should have had some of the students there, Rabbi Soloveitchik, look it over. They printed things there that are not correct. So we mentioned, I think, the other day, we mentioned that they have, I just read the first 6 pages and I found 2 major mistakes. The one major mistake was that they quoted the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik. Maybe he said it, but he would never pass on like that, lahalacha. They quoted the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik, but Tisha B'Av has the status of a tiny sibur. That's what the Gemara says. Only 2 tainias. Shivas Abtamasam Gedai doesn't have the full status of a tainas. Only Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. So what's the significance? What's the relevance of saying it's tainas? So they quote the name of Rav Soloveitchik, that's why only a person with a suffix sakana is allowed to eat. Chol Shem B'Sakana is not allowed to eat. That's what the Taz suggested, and nobody accepts that Taz. Taz didn't have, we mentioned, Avnenezer says the Taz didn't have the Rashba. It wasn't yet printed in truth. Matter. Even if it would have been printed, Taz wouldn't have had it. He was a poor man. He hardly had any svar. So the Rashba says Beferish against everything that the Taz said. So that was one mistake that they have there in the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik. Then they have another mistake. Rabbi Soloveitchik said it in the middle of the Shia, but then he explained that the following is incorrect. He made a suggestion. Maybe it's only called the Malos that we allow Mixus and Kukulai if it's a malos of more than one day. Shiva, Shloishim, Shiva Simei Amishta, A nazir, has to stop nazir shloshim at least 30 days. Can't have less than 30 days. But avelis tishba was only one day, so maybe that doesn't qualify as a status of mitzvah ayam kikula. When you have a series of days on the last day of the malos, on the last day of shiva, the last day of shloshim, then you can say mitzvah kikula. If the malos is only one day, maybe you have no right to say mitzvah kikula. So Soloveitchik made such a suggestion. I remember hearing it from him more than once, but he said it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says that when you hear Rishmur Rechayka, if someone is notified that a relative died and 30 days already went by since the death of the relative, that's called Shmur Rechayka. Avelis doesn't begin until after you have Yedias Avelis. You have to know that the person died. Kozman, you didn't hear yet, so there's no din of Avelis. And even though I'm a doctor and I came from the hospital, and I'm picking up a person to take him to a wedding, and I know that his father just died in the hospital, if I don't tell him, so I'm not in violation of Lifnei Iver. I drive him to the hospital, I dance with him. He doesn't violate the dinim of Avelis, because the dinim don't begin until Lifnei has Yedias Avelis. So if he knows about the death of the relative within 30 days of the death, then it's called Shmo Kareva. If he only finds out about the death of the relative after 30 days pass by already, then it's called Shmo Rechoika. So this is a machloikas in the Gemara and Morit Katan, the third parak and Morit Katan. We pass on halacha, Shmo Rechoika, and in the Haggis of the Yamechad Belvad. You only observe Shiva for one day, and that one day you can chisel down and say Mikzu Sayam Kukula. So the Gemara says that Rab Chiya was born in Babel, and then he came to Eretz to learn by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, and he was there for years. So when Rav was a nephew of Rabbi Yehuda, so when Rav came to Eretz Yisrael also to learn by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rav got smicha from Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. When Rav came, so he asked, "Is my father still alive?" So he said, "Why don't you ask about your mother?" He didn't want to tell him that the father died because Yinagla Moitzi Di Buhuksil, the Gemara quotes of Pasuk Mishlei, it's not proper to say bad news. So he didn't want to tell him that his father died. Then he said, "Why don't you ask about your mother?" So he said, "Is my mother still alive?" So he said, "I didn't answer you about your father." So he understood that both his father and the mother had passed away, but they had passed away a long time already, more than 30 days before. So he took off his shoes. That's a din. When you observe Avelis, you have to do Nila Sansan. Took off his shoes. And then he said to his Gabba, "I'm going to go take a bath now." And Shiva, you're not allowed to bathe. But he said, Mitzvah Yom Kikula. Took off his shoes for 5 minutes. And that's it. Mitzvah Yom Kikula. So you see from the Gemara that you do apply the rule of Mitzvah Yom Kikula, even if the Malos is only one day. So that's why Rabbi Soloveitchik rejected that answer. He said, you cannot say that the answer to the Shaila that was posed to the Goyim, why don't we say Mitzvah Kukula by Tisha B'Av? Why don't we say Mitzvah Kukula by Tisha B'Av like the last day of Shiva? You can say that if the whole Malos is only one day, it doesn't apply. It only applies the last day of a Malos when there's a series of days. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch said B'Ferish that you say Mitzvah Sayam Kukula even if the whole Malos is only one day. There is a possibility, but it's probably also not correct. Rabbi Soloveitchik, there is a possibility. You see the Shulchan Aruch, there is a machlokes. The Ramban has all the dinim of Avelis and the Sefer Torah Sa'odim. We mentioned Ramban was a doctor and he writes when the baby is born, he collects all the Gemaras. What are you allowed to do for the baby on Shabbos? To what extent are you allowed to be in Mahal Shabbos? And what is a Chilul Shabbos? What's not a Chilul Shabbos for your lettuce? All the dinim. Then he has when the baby gets sick later in life. What are you allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? And when doctors are allowed to practice medicine, when not, they have to have authorization for the government and so on. And then he has what's a din if the patient dies. You have all the dinim of ripping kriya, the dinim of avelis. Then once he talks about avelis, he talks about Tisha B'Av, the dinim of Tisha B'Av. So the Ramban quotes a machlokes rishonim. When you say mixes say kukula, the last day of Shiva, the last day of Shloshim, is it only in the morning of the last day of Shiva or even the night before? So with Shulchan Aruch, they paskan only in the morning. The Chochmas Adam has all of Hilchas Avelis in the end. And then he had a son, Moshe, who died on Purim. The funeral was on Purim. And he complains that he lived in Vilna during the lifetime of the Vilna Gaon. And he said, the Chevra Kaddish in Vilna didn't follow the dinim properly. He complains and he tells you what he thinks the dinim are. It's called Matzeves Moshe. His son's name was Moshe. And to memorialize his son, he has this kuntris at the end of the Chochmas Sodom. As a few Shabbos and Chubas and Hilchas Avelos. He put out a sefer also Zichat Teres Moshe. He has all of Hilchas Shabbos there, Bekitzer. And that was also to memorialize his son Moshe. Zichat Teres Moshe has a beautiful Hagdamah that he recommends everyone should read during Aseres Mechuvah. Unrelated to Hilchas Shabbos. But the whole sefer Zichat Teres Moshe is in memory of his son, has all Hilchas Shabbos. So the Chochmas Adam has a tshuva there. What if there's a big Shas HaTchak? Would you be able to say Mitzvah Yom Kikula Balayla, the night of the seventh day? So he says, Mikra Din you do, Mikra Din you can. We're Machma L'Hatchila, not to say Mitzvah Yom Kikula till the morning. But Mikra Din is room to be Megal if there's a Shas HaTchak to say Balayla also. But usually don't. So that's in one sif from Shulchan Aruch. It says he only says Mikzah Yom Kikula Bayom because of the two opinions in the Ramban and the Torah Sa'odam, we machmer. Then it says the next sif, if you have a Shmur Rechoyka, in the Hekas of the Yomechad Olvad, and the Yomechad you can chisel down to 5 minutes based on Mikzah Yom Kikula, and even if they notified him at night that his relative died, you can say Mikzah Yom Kikula Balayla. So it's the Chapela, it's a contradiction, one sif against the other. Two sifim back to back, one next to the other one. In the first sif, the Mechaber writes, we're machmer like that opinion, and the Rabban, Ayonis, and Mekhtas, and Kekuloi, Bayom. In the next sif, he says, by Shmur Rechoyka, and the Hegazaliyah Mechad, B'Shoachas, and that Shoachas can be Balayla. Also, the Beijing suggested there's room to say, perhaps to answer this theory in the Mechaber, that maybe the din of Shmur Rechoyka doesn't really require Avelis Yom Echad a whole day. And you chisel it down based on Mikzah Yom Kikula. Maybe the whole din melechatchila is that the only Shmur Rechoyka in the Hegas of the Shachas. Maybe it's not based on Mikzah Yom Kikula. Mikzah Yom Kikula has to be Bayom. But here, where it's just Shachas, then it doesn't matter Bayom or Balayla. But that's against the Gemara. Because the Gemara tells the story that when Rav told Rav Chiya, when he understood that both his father and his mother both died, So then the Gemara says he took off his shoes and he told his Gabbai he's going to go take a bath. The Gemara says you see three psokim, three halachas. Shmamino, number one, mixes ayam kuku. Shmamino, that avelus shmur rechoyka even by parents. There's only no yegiyam echad. There was one opinion that shmur rechoyka by parents, one has to observe all of Shiva. Shmur rechoyka by the other relatives. But yeah, there are seven relatives. By the other relatives, it's only Shoachas. But by parents, it's a whole Shiva. So the Gemara says, Shmamino, we don't pass like that. Even by Yovav Yima, it's also only Yom Echad. Shmamino, and Shmamino, Avalosa Benilus HaSandal, the taking off your shoes is in Yuga Velus. Shmamino, Mikzis HaYom Kukula. So the Gemara says, Beferish, that Shmur Rechoyka is not a Chiyuv to observe Shoachas. It's a Chiyuv to observe a whole day, and we chisel down the day based on the rule of Mikzis HaYom Kukula. So really, the teretz that we gave, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, the teretz that we gave on the Estira and the Mechaber is not really correct, that the Mechaber recommends you should follow the Chumrah, that you only say Mikzem Kekulai Bayom, and by the Shmur Chok, he's Mekulim Balayla, because it's not a din of Mikzem Kekulai. It's a din that Melchatchili only observes Shachas. That would have been a possibility to explain the Estira and the Mechaber from one sif to the other, but it's against the Gemara. I said the Tevish Nazi. So Rav Soloveitchik rejected that. So here in this book where they collected, they printed over the Shurim of Rav Soloveitchik, they quoted that answer. Rav Soloveitchik answer to the Kasha and the Oyser Agoinim, and the Chubas Agoinim, why don't we apply Mitzvah Siyam Kekula to Tisha B'Av? So the quote that he said, because it's only Yom Echad, so that the rule doesn't apply. That's against the Din. Then says that even in Avelus Yom Echad by Shmur Rechoyka, he's still saying Mikzus Hayam Kukula. I'll call upon him, that's an important din of Mikzus Hayam Kukula is learned from the Pasuk in Chumash. Remember when I got married, I married a young girl. So the Mishnah says in the beginning of Ketzul, this Psula Nisus Liyom Harvi. So we got married on a Tuesday night. That's called Yom Harvi. Oh, thank you very much. So So my Shiva Siman Misha was over on the next Tuesday. So as it turns out, that Tuesday there was a funeral in the yeshiva. One of the rabbis died, Rabbi Palev. It was a very beloved rabbi. He was very old, must have been in his 90s, I think. I never was a student in his class, but he was like a grandfather to everybody. He loved all the students, even those who didn't learn in yeshiva. He was always encouraging everybody to learn and to be matzliach, a very beloved person. He's Lemper Rabbi Zalman in Europe. So his funeral was on Tuesday. So I felt bit. I'm going to miss his funeral. So I went to the yeshiva. Usually, Chassan Shiva Siman Mishnah stays home with his wife. So I went to the yeshiva to attend a funeral. And Rabbi Soloveitchik used to give shiur on Tuesday and Wednesday. That year he was giving, I think, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. In the earlier years, he only gave 2 days a week, Tuesday and Wednesday. And he kept us busy all week long, preparing for the shiur and reviewing the shiur. It took us all week long to review everything. He used to speak very quickly. He used to cover a lot of ground. He used to go very quickly. If you hear the old tapes that are in Yiddish, he used to speak very quickly. So once I was ready in the yeshiva for the funeral, so I stayed to hear Rav Soloveitchik shiur. After the shiur, we always used to daven mincha in the classroom. This is a recent thing. Just about 10 years ago, they started, everybody finishes shiur early, they daven mincha in the Beis Medrash. But for all the years when I was a student, until just about 10 years ago, all the classes used to daven mincha in the classroom. So we were davening in the classroom. So I was a chos in the middle of Shiva Siman Mishnah. So I asked the Shadav Rav Soloveitchik, do we say Tachnun? Do you say Mikzus Yom Kukuloi on my Shiva Siman Mishnah? So maybe the Shiva Siman Mishnah was over in the morning and I no longer have the din of a chosin. So then they should say Tachnun. Or do you not say Mikzus Yom Kukuloi? So according to this, Ramam Ifanu, Banyone Simcha, Banyone Yom Tov, you don't say Mikzus Yom Kukuloi. But that's not the accepted opinion. We don't, Rabbi Yosef Engel said, we don't hold like that. Even Ben Yoni Simcha also can say Miksem Kukula. It's a malos. Shiva Siman Mishnah is a malos superimposed on the calendar, depending when you happen to get married. So that was the shayla that we asked Rabbi Soloveitchik. I forgot what Rabbi Soloveitchik answered on the occasion, but Rabbi Ganak told me that Rabbi Soloveitchik answered that the main din of Simcha's Chosin is he's Meshubet Tamim Samech, his wife. So he said, I have a right to unilaterally terminate the Shiva Siman Mishnah. If my wife would be Michael, if we both decide together, maybe you can say Mikzah and Kekula. But I have no right to decide not to be Misamecher. So he thought that you don't say Mikzah Sayam Kekula in this case. And therefore, when we died in Mincha, we left our Tachlan on that occasion. But Mikzah Yom Kukula is not only a din that applies to the Zava and to Abelus, it applies to other cases also. It just doesn't apply. If it's a Kamadarik day, you don't apply Mikzah Yom Kukula. And it doesn't apply to Nida, the Gemara says, it only applies to a Zava, because by Nida there's no Kiyam. The din of Mikzah Yom Kukula is the Mikzah's Kiyam that you did. If you do a Bedika on the seventh day by the Zava, then you can say Mikzah Yom Kukula. You have to do some Nihug. The Nihug, the Mikzah, is sufficient. Then there's a further machloikis atanaim that the Gemara has. When you say mixes ayam kukuloi, do you say that the whole Shiva Siman Mishnah, or let's say the Shiva Siman Aziva, it's all terminated? And if the person has a riyaz dam, let's say the person went to the Zav, made a bdika on the seventh day, and then he goes to the mikveh, and then he has a riyaz iva later in the same day. So there's a machlokes hatanoim. So we pass on la loche. It's a igloy milson and mafreya that the seventh day was not a yom noki. So there were no shiva nikiyim. So the whole tefillah is undone la mafreya. If he has a riaziva, he or she have a riaziva later in the seventh day, it's sosa la mafreya because it comes out the whole day was not a yom noki. And one time, Rabbi Yosi disagrees. Says no. If the zava have a riaziva later in the seventh day, it's tami mikanal haba, but it's not oikel la mafreya. So the Gemara in Nazir explained, that's a machlokes, Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim, how do you understand Mikzah Kukulai? So the Chachamim understand that Mikzah Nihug is sufficient, but the Shivas Imei Avelos, or the Shivas Imei Ziva, Shivas Nikim are not over yet. It's really Shiva Nikim go till the end of the day. It's not that the day is terminated. Melos is still there, but you don't have to be knowing the Melos any longer. And Rabbi Yosi holds the whole Melos is terminated. So if you have Dam later in the day, you have a Riyah Ziva by the Zav later in the day, it's not going to be Sosa Lamafreya. So usually we pass on like the Chachamim that it's Sosa Lamafreya. But when it comes to Hilchas Avelus, the Gemara says, Alocha Gdeba Mekal Ba'oval. When you have a Machloikas, and Tosis writes in Erevin, Tosis quotes in the name of the Goinim, Alocha Gdeba Mekal Ba'oval is even if Avelus Yom Rishon is Daraisa. Tosis happens to hold, we spoke about it already. Tosis happens to hold Avelus Yom Rishon is only the Rabbanon. No Avelus, that's Daraisa. Everything is the Rabbanon. But the Goinim were of the opinion, and the Riv, the Rambam, the Mechaber, Paschans like that, they were of the opinion, Avelus Yom Rishon is the Raisa. So still, even if Avelus Yom Rishon is the Raisa, it still says, Sofa Gabelus Lakula, and it's based on a Pasuk. The Ramban tells you it's based on a Pasuk, and Mishkan is Yankiv didn't have the Ramban, he guessed on his own the right Pasuk, he figured out which Pasuk it is. Sofa Gabelus Lakula, is even if Avelus is the Raisa, and even a Sofik that usually in Kala Tarukula doesn't qualify as a Sofik, let's say there's Machlek, it's Yochid V'Rabim. The Yochid is Mekel and the Rabim are Machmer. So you wouldn't say Sofik the Rabban L'Kula. If the Rabim are Halachik, Rabim. So they're not a Sofik. Sofik is 50-50. But it's not 50-50. It's Yochid V'Rabim Halachik, Rabim. But Hilchas Avelus, Halachik Tebra Mekel Ba'ovo. You follow the lenient opinion. Even though in Kala Tarukula, this wouldn't qualify as a Sofik. So that's the din in Avelus. So the Gemara says, let's say one is in the middle of Shiva and Yantav comes. So Yantav cancels the Shiva. One is in the middle of Shloshim and Yantav comes. Yantav cancels the Shloshim. What if the person has Shiva and the seventh day of Shiva is Erev Yantav? And you call it quits in the morning. Omdo ha-menachemim me'etzlo, the people came to be menachem, they daven shachis by Besa Ovel, and they were menachem Ovel, and then he calls it quits, and he takes a shower in the morning, first thing, because the shiva is over, and in shloshim me'ikar adin rechitza zmuta. There used to be a minig, they didn't do rechitza for shloshim, but we don't have that minig anymore. Today, everybody is an istin, everybody takes a shower. The morning of shiva, you say mitzvah after kula. So the question is, shiva is over, and he already started Shloshim, and when Yontav comes, Yontav cancels the Shloshim, or do you say, no, he doesn't start Shloshim, the whole day is Shiva. He's not mechuyev to observe Nehugim all day long. He's allowed to take a bath in the morning, but the Yom HaShvi'i is not over yet. It's Shiva till the end of the day, and therefore he didn't start Shloshim yet, so the Yontav can't cancel Shloshim. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. So we pass him a hokel, and the Gemara says that depends on Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanon. In Hilchas, Zav and Zava, we don't accept Rabbi Yossi's opinion. If the Zav and the Zava made a bedika in the morning of the seventh day, and we say Mikzayim Kekul, and we allow them to go to the mikveh, then they have a Riyah Ziva later in the day. It's Sosa L'Mafreya, because we assume that the whole day is called still part of Shiva Nekiyim. And if you have a Riyah Ziva at the end of the day, it's not a Yom Naki. It's the whole thing is Nista L'Mafreya. So based on the way we pass in there, we really ought to say, if the seventh day of Shiva is Erev Yantiv, when you say Mitzvah Kekul in the morning, it means that Ovel doesn't have to observe Nira Gavelis anymore, but it's still, he didn't finish Shiva yet. It's still, the Shiva goes till the end of the day. So Shloshim didn't really begin before Yantiv. So Yantiv shouldn't cancel. So the Gemara says, no, Halachik Deban Mekel Ba'Ovel, even though by Zav and Zav will be passing like the Rabbana, but when it comes to Ovel, we pass him like Rabbi Yossi. No, in the machlokes is not really a machlokes in Hilchas Avelus, it's a machlokes in Hilchas Zav and Zava. But still, since it's whatever, it's relevant to Avelus, even though with the Iker machlokes is, we don't pass on like Rabbi Yosi, we pass on like the Rabbanan. Whenever it's relevant to Avelus, then we go Lekula. So that's the common psak. Whenever Erev Yontav is the seventh day of Shiva, then we say that the whole Shiva is terminated, and it's no longer called Shiva. At the end, the Yom HaShvi'i other lekan lekan. The morning of Yom HaShvi'i counts as the last day of Shiva. The afternoon counts as the first day of Shloshim. But the person already entered into Shloshim. So then when Yantav comes, it cancels the Shloshim. Yeah. Let's see. The Gemara on the base. On Daf Yudam base on the bottom, it refers again to this machlokes of Lezer Rebbe Shua with the Betishrei Nivra Ha'olam or Benizim Nivra Ha'olam. Okay. The Gemara says that Berosh Hashanah Yotzei Yesh Mebeis Hasurim. The last line on Yudam base How do you know? Because in Tehillim it says, etc. So the Gemara says, we had the Gemara already. Which yontif falls out on Rosh Chodesh, and the Rosh Chodesh is hidden, that's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is always on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh is Kesa, Achodesh Miskasebo. And then it says right after that, Edis B'Yosef Sama B'Tzei Sol Eretz Mitzrayim, that Yosef was freed from the Beis HaSurim on Rosh Hashanah. So the Rishayim HaChomish, the Das Ken and Bali Atez, yes, the Kasha, it says in the Pasuk, Vayigach Vaychalev Simboi Sof, that he shaved when he came out of prison. So the Eskar Kasha, we assume, the Gemara tells us, Kim Avraham Avinu Kol HaTarukula Atshaloi Nitno, Avraham Avinu observed all the mitzvahs, because Ekev Asher Shama Avraham B'Koli, Vayishma Mishmati Mitzvah Sai Chukasai, the Sora Soi, so it sounds like Avraham Avinu observed Kol HaTarukula, even though it's Koyde Matan Torah. And many assume that not only Avraham Avinu, probably also Yitzchak and Yankov and the Shvatim probably also did. So the Baal HaTaisa and Chumash are bothered with the Kasha. How can it be Vayigalech Simloi Sof? Vayigalech, Vayichalech Simloi. How can he shave on Rosh Hashanah? He's going to do Malach and take a haircut on Rosh Hashanah. So that's the Kasha the Baal HaTaisa is in the Chidush of Chasam Sefer Al HaTorah, which was written by the Talmidim, I think, said he quote the following fascinating answer. He says, the others volunteering to observe Kala Tarakula Koda Matan Torah, that was in a mitzvah of Yosef. That was a Midas Hasidus. That wasn't Iker Adin. That was like a minik type, a beautiful minik type, to volunteer observing mitzvah even though you're not mechuyev. The shave, the cover of Malchus, why did they free him from prison? Because Para had a chaloim, and no one, they posed to us of the far. And then the Sarah Mashkim told them, oh, there's a man in prison who knows how to interpret dreams. So they freed him from prison, and they had him come before Paro to interpret the dream. And he told them about the seven good years and seven bad years. So out of Kavod HaMalchus, he can't come with long hair. He was in jail. They didn't let you take a haircut. Out of respect for the Malchus, you have to take a haircut. So so that's what they quote from the Chasam Sofer. If you're faced with a dilemma, whatever you do is going to be a problem. On the one hand, you have a Midas Chasidus not to take a haircut today because today is Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, you have a real din. Out of Kavod HaMalchus, you have to take a haircut. You can't appear in front of the king like this. So the Chasam Sofer says, whenever there's a conflict between a real din and a Midas Chasidus, then you have to observe the real din. So Kavod HaMalchus is a real din. In our generation, this is famous from Rav Guzman. We mentioned the other day that Rav Guzman worked with Rav Moshe Feinstein on the Shaila. Some women don't have any children because the period is so short. And the woman can only become pregnant certain days of the month. And those days of the month, she has a din of nida. She's asur lebaila. So sometimes a woman is a nida min ator. Sometimes she's only asur lebaila mid the rabban, and sometimes it's only a minik. So the Gemara says that, afil rais tibetam kihar, the Gemara said that's only a minik. The Shadazep is Manazed. The meaning is for so many centuries already. Maybe today it's already a din. But that's a machlokes of Rishonim. So in Yerideya, the Shach points out in Hilchas Nid, the wee paskin, that Bizmanazed is still only a minute. Meselach Meirah Latzman is only a minute. Sometimes a woman is Asur Lebailim in Atorah. Sometimes in each Shemitikim at the Rabban. Sometimes the whole need for Shemitikim is only a minute. So the question is, in a case with you have to know how to learn. You have to know when. When is it a minig? When is it a real din? So whenever it's only a minig, so then whenever the minig is a conflict with a real din, there's a real din, a peribiribia. The husband has to try to have children. And strictly speaking, if his wife is not able to have children, he's supposed to divorce and marry someone else. We don't do that, Bizmanazan. We don't divorce a woman if she can't have children. That's in Ebenezer and Siman Aleph. But strictly speaking, there's a real din of peribiribia. So that's what Rav Guzman points out. Whenever the Shiva, the never and the need for the Shiva Nikim is only with the Rabbanon, whenever the need for Shiva Nikim is not even with the Rabbanon, it's only a minig, then he says you should be Mekel, because whenever there's a conflict between a real din and a Midas Chasidus and a minig type, then you have to observe the real din and forgo the mix. So he shows this from a case of Mishnah by Shulman Hagid, by Gid Anosha. Okay, we learned Gid Anosha this year. But those who learned Chulam will remember there's a Kesem Mishnah on the side of the Rambam. That's relevant in the 3 weeks. We have a meeting not to take a haircut, not to shave. What about L'Kavod Shabbos? L'Kavod Shabbos is a real din. So many have the practice that L'Kavod Shabbos is a real din. L'Kavod Shabbos, to dress up nicely, and not to shave is only a minig. So you really should be mechuyev to shave L'Kavod Shabbos, because whenever there's a conflict between a real din and Amidas Chasidus, you have to observe the real din. The Gemara has to continue. The top line.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Rav Moshe also agrees with Rav Gusman there. He passes like that.
Rav Moshe has a short tshuva about this. If a couple can't have children because of Shivanikiyim, what's the din? Can we permit the woman to violate Shivanikiyim? So Rav Moshe says the rabbi should be mishtamet. He shouldn't give the answer. Avoid paskening. But I think he writes that he discussed it with Rav Gusman and someone else. I forgot the third one. And he doesn't say what they pasken. Rav Gusman says that the three of them pasken, that it is mutter. Rav Moshe says one should avoid. The regular rabbi should avoid it. They should bring the shayla to Rav Gusman. Bring the shayla to Rav Moshe. And let him bring the shayla to Rav David Feinstein. A lot of times there are problems. The difficult shaylas every so often. I will recommend to someone that should ask Rav David Feinstein the Shah, because he was there when his father was writing these tshuvas. His brother, Rav Reuven Feinstein, was learning in Cleveland, I think, at the time. He wasn't around. He was much younger. But Rav David Feinstein was there. See, he knows. And a lot of people misunderstand a lot of the tshuvas also. A lot of the tshuvas, sometimes there's information missing. The case was different. A lot of times people misread the tshuva. A lot of times on the sensitive tshuvas, you have to ask Rav David Feinstein. See, these kind of shaylas, you have to ask Rav David Feinstein. He'll know what his father would have said.
Well, Rav Gusman does say beferish that his mother.
Yeah, he tells you if it's a case where the observance of Shivanikim is only a minik. Sometimes it's a din derabanan. Sometimes a din deraisa. She's a real zava. Sometimes a din derabanan. Sometimes not even a din derabanan. Sometimes only a minik. So he shows whenever it's only a minik, then the din takes precedence over the minik. So here are the top line on Yud Aleph and Aleph, but Rosh Hashanah, but Lavadim, I have a saying in Mitzrayim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this line, Halacha Lamaisa, when we daven on Yontif, when we say Kiddush on Yontif, when we daven on Yontif, we mention Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos is Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim, because all the years that the Jews were in Egypt, the Egyptians made them work on Shabbos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's going to free us, we're going to be free people, we'll be free to observe Shabbos, and in Mitzrayim we were not free, we were slaves. So we understand why Shabbos is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. We understand why Pesach is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. We understand Sukkot after Yetzias Mitzrayim, they were traveling in the desert. We understand Shavuos is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim, but Yachasam in Mitzrayim, Tavnei Zalakim, Alahar Azeh. The whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is in order to lead up to Ma'amid Asin. But why in the world is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim? What does it have to do? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Achreinim, who say that it's based on this line in the Gemara. Since Rosh Hashanah Batla Avodah Me'Aviseinu, so that's why they didn't have to work. They didn't have to continue working then. Tosis points out that Tap Tosis is strange. The Gemara quotes that Mishpat Rishoyim Beganim is maximum, that Rishoyim Safran Ganim is Yud Beis Chodesh. So the Mishpat of the Dora Mabul was Yud Beis Chodesh. The Mabul, the people of Dor HaMabul suffered for a full 12 months. And Mishpat Mitzrayim, the Esam Makkos also. It was only Esam Makkos, and there was always 3 weeks of Asra, then 1 week of a Makkah. So it really should have only taken 10 months. But the Medrash, the Tosafot puts the Mishnah, is that the Mishpat of the Mitzrayim and the Esam Makkos took a whole year. So if you see, some time was in Nissan, so the Esam Makkos began in Nissan. Even though the SMX began to listen, there was still the Shabbat, the Jewish people. There's still a lot of work till Rosh Hashanah. So in the middle of that year of the SMX, the Rosh Hashanah, that's when Botla Avodah was saying B'Mitzrayim. And then they were set free on by Makkos Bereres, on Leil Mitzrayim, on Tes Vavnis. So the Mishnah Berurah said, that's why you say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, when you say Kiddush and when you daven Shemana Esrei on Rosh Hashanah. And what's Yom Kippur? I don't remember, he gave some kind of an explanation. Remember, Rav Soloveitchik thought that was not the reason why. Rav Soloveitchik thought, but it says in the Achrayim, when you bench Rosh Chodesh. So we announce Rosh Chodesh will be what day of the week it'll be. And then we say, Mishor says, this is Mabasan and Begolas. But we say the whole Yeratzim Ulfanecha, that it should be a Chodesh of Parnas and Gula and Yeshua and Nacham and Refuah, so many different things. So what do we say? A special short tefillah, Mishor says, I'm saying Begolas, and Begolas, and Begolas. Why special tefillah for Gula? We already asked for Gula and the other, and a long tefillah that has everything in it. So the Mefarshim explain. The Mefarshim and the Siddur explained that the mitzvah of Achodesh HaZalachem was given right before Yitzias Mitzrayim, in connection with Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Mefarshim HaChumash explained, when one is a slave, so the time is not in his hands. If a person is a free person, he has a lot of time. It's the most precious thing you have is time. So you don't want to waste. Time is money. So you can do work in the time that you have, and you can become a rich man. You can have happiness, you can have wealth, you can have a lot. If you're a slave, so time doesn't mean anything. So the people have a slave mentality like under the communists in Russia. The work used to be done very slowly. They used to drink all the time. They used to take off long weekends. They never produced anything because you have the people have like a slave mentality. Whatever they're going to accomplish won't be for them. So there's no motivation to work hard. If you have a capitalistic country, so then you know. Whatever you work, the Rebbech is going to go to you. So the whole Zman was given, Zman is given, Lochem. Time is given in our hands once we were free. And then, time is given in our hands when we're given the power to be Mekadosh Zman. So Shabbos is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, because in Egypt we had to work on Shabbos, and then we were freed. Now we're free men to relax, to take a vacation, to take a break from work on Shabbos. And the Yom Tov, my role is Echad Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the Koyach of Bnei Yisrael, the Mekadosh Zman, was only given to us on the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what all the Yom Tov are Zechad Yetzias Mitzrayim, not because of the historical background of Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot, the historical background of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, but that's not why. It means the Koyach of Bnei Yisrael to create Kedusha Rosh Hashanah was given on the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Gemara quotes, before you get to that point, the Gemara says that the second line from the bottom, Adyunim Abbas, Rosh Hashanah Nifgada Sora Rochel Bechana. They were all our chorus. And then Vashem Pokada Sora, that was on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin for all the individuals. So the Baruch Shalom was poking them. So the Gemara says in Brochus that the Anshei Knesset HaGadol were the ones who composed all the tefillahs and all the Brochus and Kiddush and Avdol. And Anshei Knesset HaGadolah consisted of 120 Chachamim, or Behem Kama Nevi'im. Amongst them were several Nevi'im. So we mentioned already 2 weeks ago, possibly, that Rav Chaim Volozhin writes in the Nefesh HaChayim, what's the significance of mentioning the Behem Kama Nevi'im? That to compose a Nusach HaTefillah Anshei Knesset HaGadolah was 2,500 years ago. That was the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. By Sheni, according to the Gemara, only lasted 420 years. According to the history books, it lasted another 150 years, longer than that. So it was a long time ago. They composed the Nusach HaTfilah that we still recite the same Tfilah now with slight emendation. We no longer have the Beis HaMikdash. We pray for the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash. But basically, we still see the same Tfilah that Anshei Knesset HaGadolah composed. So to be able to compose such a Nusach HaTfilah, you needed people with Koyach HaNevuah. Bohem Kama Nevi'im. Then Rav Soloveitchik gathered on, and the Gemara says that you need a source in Tanakh, in Nevuah, that you have a right to compose a tefillah with 18 units, Shmoneh Esrei, or 19 units. When they added on the Lam Al-Shin, it became 19. Or in Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Shmoneh Esrei has 7 units. So the Gemara has sources in Tanakh that's acceptable, that's legitimate. You have to have a source in Tanakh. And that's why the Avodram assumes that the Nusach HaTfilah should be in Biblical Hebrew also. You have to have a source in Tanakh that you have a right to compose such a tefillah with so many parts. So Rosh Hashanah, to Musaf, we say Malchus Reine Shefes. So we should really say 10 brachas. The Gimel Rishon is Gimel Achreinus. The 3 in the middle, Malchus Reine Shefes. And another one, like on any Yontav, every Shabbat, you say Bracha Kedusha Sayyam. So you should really say 10 brachas. But the Tanoim, the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, didn't have any source in Tanakh for a tefillah with 10 units. So what do? So there was a three-way machlokes hatanoim. Which two brachas do you combine together? So we follow Rabbi Akiva that we combine together kedushas hayoim with malchias, because the theme of Rosh Hashanah is melech ha'olam, a melech ha'kodesh. So you combine together malchias with kedushas hayoim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri holds not so. You should combine together malchias with kedushas Hashem, because you're going to say melech ha'kodesh there. And then the fourth bracha should be, so malchias is together with kedushas Hashem, melech ha'kodesh, and then you say kedushas hayoim, and then you say zecharnis and shayfa. So they're not next to each other. Malchias is the third bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, and zecharnis and shayfa is the fifth and the sixth. Then you say the gimel achrenis. And the Gemara said there was a third opinion there that you say kedushas hayoim in the middle of zecharnis. Why don't you have 10 brachas? So Rav Soloveitchik used to go over this every year, because there's no source in Tanakh that you have a right to offer a tefillah that has 10 units, has to have dafke 9 units. So all the Tanaim had to assume that you have to combine two of the themes together to make one. Okay, maybe we will stop here. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote, there are quotes in Minig, that you don't learn on Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, the after Chatzos, it's only things that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes all of the Litvishah Achreinim who are not happy with this meaning. None of the Dinim of Avelis begin till the nighttime. I didn't finish the whole comment. How did the Tanaim know that you have to have nine units on Rosh Hashanah? So that's based on Tfilas Chana. When Chana had the baby, so she offered a Tfilah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she mentioned Shem Hashem 9 times. So the Gemara says that's the basis of the idea that the Tfilas, because Rosh Hashanah Nifkad Chana, she prayed on Rosh Hashanah to have a baby, and then her prayers were answered. So because Tfilas Chana has Shem Hashem 9 times, that's how the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah decided that the Tfilas on Rosh Hashanah could have 9 units. It's based on Tfilas Chana. That's what the Gemara says in Brochot. So I started to say the Mishnah Berurah quotes all of those Litvish Achranim who are not happy with the Minig that you don't learn on Erev Tisha B'Av the afternoon. There is no such thing. You can eat food, you can wear shoes, you can do everything else. Why it's all of a sudden the learning and not allowed to learn? So he quotes those Achranim and say, Hameka lo hipsit. If you want to learn the world, you won't go to Gehenna if you learn on Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. And and they tell the story that the Beis HaLevi used to support the Zionist movement, and originally he used to subscribe to their newspaper. And then at a certain point, he canceled his subscription. He says, not going to buy it anymore. So when the group of Zionists, anti-religious Zionists, when they were on their way to move to Eretz Yisrael, to go to Eretz Yisrael, so they passed through Brisk, and the head of the group asked the Beis HaLevi, why was he turned off from Zionism? How come he stops buying the newspaper? So he said, because they're not religious. That's terrible. Why aren't they religious? So the head of the Zionist group said, because it's so difficult. The rabbis keep it making chumras. If they would make a few kulas, Judaism would be easier to observe. So they would remain religious. But it's so difficult. So that's why they don't observe. So he said, oh, I'll give you a whole bunch of kulas. So he gave him 10 kulas. So one of the kulas was this. In Shulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. Amai Achrai, I allow you to learn. He permits you to learn. And all of the 10 were like that. Rabbi Baruch Epstein, the author of the Torah Tmima, wrote in his autobiography, writes up the whole story. I think he quotes all the 10 kulas that the Beis HaLevi gave. So it's interesting that Chassam Sefer in the Tshuvas quotes from his father, when the Chassam Sefer, what in the world is this meaning based on? Absolutely doesn't make any sense at all. You don't observe anything else from Tisha B'Av on Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. Why only not to learn Torah? So he says simply, usually whatever a person learns in the afternoon is going to be thinking about it at night. And on Tisha B'Av it says in the Shulchan Aruch, not only is it prohibited to learn Torah, also lahara b'derei Torah. So if you're going to learn in the afternoon, you're going to be mahara, you're going to learn Bava Kamma or Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be thinking about that at night. Whatever you learn in the morning, Misami, you'll think about it in the afternoon. But whatever you learn in the afternoon, you'll think at night. That's a problem. So that's the reason why we don't. But let's say to give a shir in Hilchas Avelis, Mistama, that would be mutta in the afternoon. To give it to learn Rosh Hashanah, not allowed. But to give a shir, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. It says in Shulchan Aruch that the oval in the middle of Shiva is not allowed to learn. The Gemara says not allowed to learn, but he doesn't have to walk out when they learn Kriyas HaTorah. Why not? That's Talmud Torah. And when he says Psukah Zimra, he's saying also Psukim from Tehillim, he's saying Psukim from Tanakh, let it be also. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says that learning Torah is also for the oval because Bikuri Hashem Misharim Samchei Leiv, it's cheerful, but whatever is said Ayayim is not so cheerful. There's the Nusach of the Davening. You always say the Psukah Zimra. So it's not that exciting. And to hear the Kriyas HaTorah, not that exciting. Whatever is said Ayayim, you don't really say the Samchei Leiv. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, the oval is not allowed to get an Aliyah in the middle of Shiva. The Rabbi Natan, they quote, the Rabbi Natan was not Avelis when his sister died, and he always took Shlishi every Shabbos. He had a small, all the Rishonim had very small communities. They weren't so big. So he wouldn't take Shlishi on Shabbos in the middle of Shiva. It would be Avelis Mefres, because he got Shlishi every Shabbos. So the Mechaber quotes the story from the Rosh that Rabbi Natan took Shlishi even though he's in the middle of Shiva, because you're not allowed to observe Avelis Mefres yet. On Shabbos. So the question is, why is the oval not allowed to get an aliyah? He's allowed to stay in the shul when they lay in Kriyas HaTorah. Seder Ayayim. Seder Ayayim is not that exciting, so it's not a violation. So why can't he get an aliyah? What's wrong? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, because the one who gets aliyah, Medina de Gemara, is supposed to lay. We have the practice, Kadesh Lo Levashis Misheini Yodeya, that the Oil of the Torah doesn't lay himself. The Balkori lays for everybody. Because some people know how to learn, other people will fumble, they'll make mistakes on every other word. So, Kadesh Lalavash is Mishen Yadeh. We don't allow anybody to learn on their own. We have the Balkari lanes for everybody. But it's considered as if Shamea Kohen, it's considered as if the one who's got Aliyah is learning with Shamea Kohen. The Balkari is learning on his behalf. It's considered as if the Oil of the Torah, the one who said the Bracha, as if he's really learning. He's Malamed Torah to the Tzibur. So, Leitchik said, it seems to be the Chata and the Shulchan Aruch that the Oval and Shiva has two dinim. One din are not allowed to learn, one din are also lalamed Torah. So not allowed to learn because Misam Chelev, so if it's Seder Ayayim, then it's Muta. But lalamed Torah lacherim, even if it's not Misam Chelev, lalamed Torah lacherim is already an act of Simcha, even if you're not rejoicing because of it. So that's why we would say that the Oval in the middle of Shiva is not allowed to get an aliyah, because the one who gets an aliyah is considered as if he's malamed Torah to the whole shul, to the whole kehillah. So that's basically what the Ksav Sofer writes also in the same tshuva, where he quotes from his father, why the minig developed that you don't learn an Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, after Chatzos, because you're going to be mahar at night what you learned in the afternoon. So he says, that's the explanation for the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tinoka Shal Beshraban, Abitelim on Tisha B'Av. The Rebbe doesn't give a shir. The Rebbe gives a shir every day to the young children. Tisha B'Av does give a shir. Why doesn't he give a shir on Hilchas Tisha B'Av? Why doesn't he give a shir on the Agadah of the Churban? Many places they do give a shir on the Agadah. So the Ksav Sefer says, you see from the Gemara that it's not permissible. Why? So he says, for the Talmidim, it's not a problem. To learn about the Churban is Mutta. To learn Hilchas Avelis, to learn Hilchas Tisha B'Av is Mutta. But it's an Issa on the Rebbe. Is an Issa Lalamed Torah, and even though one is permitted to learn from Haram Shabiyimiyah and Eicha and Agora of the Churban, but to be Malamed that to others, that you're not allowed to do. But on Erev Tisha B'Av, you may give a Shir on Hilchas Avel, Hilchas Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av, according to the Chassam Sofer, there's no Isser against learning Talmud Torah. It's because if you learn Rosh Hashanah B'Av come in the afternoon, you'll be Mahar at night. So because of the night. But if you learn Hilchas Avelis in the afternoon, that's Heter Gomer. You give a shir in Hilchas Avelis. None of the dinim of Avelis begin in the afternoon. So if you learn, you give a shir in Hilchas Avelis in the afternoon, you'll be Mahara at night. Okay, so that's Mutta. To be Mahara in Hilchas Avelis is Mutta. To give the shir on Tisha B'Av, that according to the Ksav Sofer, quoting the Ksav Sofer, that is a problem. According to Rav Soloveitchik, should be a problem also. Rav Soloveitchik used to give a shir every year. And Tisha B'Av, after his wife passed away, and he had a summer home in Anset, and he didn't like going to Anset because there wasn't always a minyan there for Mincha Ma'ariv. There's always a minyan. There was a minyan for Shachris. Shabbos, there was a minyan. Every so often, there had to be Mitzarif, the baker, whose bakery was open on Shabbos. So they had to have him come in on Shabbos morning to be Mashlam the minyan. So it was an uncomfortable situation. But his wife wanted a vacation. So Yoav used to go. As soon as his wife passed away, so he didn't go back anymore to Anza. So a group of students were very concerned. He was mourning a lot the death of his wife. So they forced him to give a shiur for them. So they said, they're coming to Boston. They wanted to give a shiur. So he used to give a shiur on Tisha B'Av all day long. He used to give a shiur all day long. So that's a problem. That based on what he himself said, that there are two Yisurim, there's an Issa L'Lama Torah, that's Yisur even, things that are mutter. So should, then it should be like Chaim Sofer said, should be also to give a shiur on Tisha B'Av, even if it's Tisha B'Av. Rav Zalecha used to say, that should be the worst avera that we do. Okay. Yeah. There is a Yerushalmi that they quote in Hilchas Avelos, that if a person is crazy about learning, he's going to fall to pieces if he doesn't learn, then he's allowed to learn even in the middle of Shiva. They say the Rav Chava used to learn in the middle of Shiva. So that you go somewhere. On one occasion, he was sitting Shiva for his brother and was saying over things that the father had taught them. So Mendel Zaks was there. Mendel Zaks came to Menachem Avon, and he said, Avelus, Avelus, you're not allowed to talk and learning. So he said, I have that heter from Yerushalmi, that I'm crazy about learning, and I can't function normally without learning. Then he said, he's saying over things that he heard the brother learned with him by the father. That's Lekavod the brother. But strictly speaking, the Ksav Sofer says from the Gemara, you see, that even though you're allowed to learn on your own, in Yonah Avelis and Yonah Churban, but you're not supposed to give such a shiur on Tisha B'Av. Okay. Yiratzon Mashiach should come, the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt, we won't have to fast. Okay.
Amen. Thank you. Have an easy one. Thank you.
Tomorrow I won't give a shiur, but on Friday morning I'll give the shiur at 10:30 on Parshas HaShavuah. Then the next year on Rosh Hashanah, I believe that it will be, I think, on Sunday at 11:45. Very good. Everyone should be well.
Rebbe?
Yes.
According to the Ksav Sofer and Rav Soloveitchik, would it also be an issue to learn the Dvar Mamutarim with the Chavrusa? Would that also be...
No. No, that's not the Lame. We work on it together. No, the Lame means the Rebbe giving a shiur to the student. That's not the Lame. I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you.
I think the Mekor Baruch quotes seven kulas in the Beis HaLevi.
Oh. Uh-huh. He only said there were seven, or he says, I forgot.
That's what I thought, but I think he only quotes seven for sure. I think he only says it was seven.
Okay.
Sternberg quotes it also in Modern Ismanim somewhere. Quotes also, uh-huh. I think the same seven. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Very good. Okay.
Also, in terms of a Rav giving a shiur on Tisha B'Av afternoon, because otherwise the people are late in the day, between Mincha and Maariv sometimes, they're late Mincha. So otherwise, the people are going to sit and goof around, you know, whatever. They're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
Yes,
you have to be boicha the miotara whenever you're faced with a dilemma. Whatever you do is no good. So you have to choose the lesser of the two evils. So sometimes giving the shir is the lesser. Otherwise, you're going to talk loshanara.
Yeah.
Yeah. Each one has to make such a decision. Very good. Okay. We should all be healthy. Good.